Hello, how y'all doing? I'm in this long line at McDonald's. And it's so crazy how you just sitting there, you just be chilling, just be relaxing. And somebody just come and mess up your vibe and just mess up your meditation. Like, say you even got the TV on, you got the lights off, and you just winding down of a hard day's work, or just having a you day where you just spend time with yourself, don't be bothered by nobody, no family members, no kids, no girlfriend, no wife, just relaxing. And people just want to tell you this off the wall stuff that you don't want to hear. You ain't trying to deal with it. You could care less. And you just, you know, some people might be drinking beer, some might be drinking tea, coffee, and you just sitting in the rocker chair like an old person, just falling asleep, waking up, thinking about stuff, falling asleep, waking up. That's like, you know, and then they come up in there, tell you about bills, problems, what's going on in their life. Like, you care, but you don't, because you just relaxing and you just having a good day, good time, and you just wish all that foolishness would go away. And you keep on saying to yourself, why did they come up mess up my day? You know, you be hating that, like, messed up your whole day because you just been relaxing for a couple of hours, finally wind down, and then they got your nerves bad, got your pressure high because they're hitting you with all that stuff you don't want to hear, like problems. Like, you know, for at least a couple of hours, you knew that you were just to yourself, this. Now the kids coming in, then you got family members telling you this and that, and you like, man, this is ridiculous. That makes you, man, you make you want to just go in the room and just lock the door and just scream because they messed up your whole, what you call it, your whole era, your whole vibe, or feng shui, whatever they call it. You know, I'm saying it wrong, but sometimes you just, I'm going to put it like this. Sometimes you just need to have a time to yourself for a couple of hours. Just relax. Lock the door. Even if it got to be in the bathroom or just soak in the tub where you, you know, don't fall asleep. I don't want you to drown in your own nasty water. But, you know, this, sometimes you might have to do that. Just lock the door from everybody and just turn the music up, put it on meditation, so Trinity music, where you ain't got to be bothered by nobody. Only thing you hearing is the music, and you just want to fall asleep. Hopefully you got a spa tub, with all the jets and all that making you feel good, and kicking in all the warm water and stuff. So hopefully that is excellent. I just hope that is excellent. So, with that said, hopefully that, you know, everybody is just that type of feeling of this ecstasy. So, of this being relaxed and being your own vibe. And a lot of people just don't do that. And, you know, sometimes, I don't care if it's hours, it could be a couple of minutes. Still the same person.
Right,
so
fine.
So hopefully, you know, just do that. I'm just saying, just put some minutes to the side so you could just close your eyes, rest your head, fall asleep for a little bit, and hopefully everything will be better. That's the only thing I could really see on that. But You know, sometimes you just got to isolate yourself from the badness, from the people that's putting you down, for the people that's bringing you down. Keep away that foolishness. Get that all out. Get that aura all out of you. Find your own inner strength to, how I'm gonna put it, find your own inner strength so you could just get from around that negative and then all that, and be around positive, upbuilding people, and have some upbuilding and liberating music for you. And everything will be good. Do that at least every day. And your mental health will be a whole lot better. Less stress and everything. Less wrinkles. Less white hair. Trust me. So, with that said, if you want to know more, and like I said about my stories and about me just relaxing and health problems and stuff going on in my life, hit that subscribe button, because I got more stories to tell, more foolishness to talk about, and more, you know, motivation, more stuff to save money, tell you about me being broke, all that nine yard. So please hit that subscribe button. If you like it, you know, please hit that subscribe and like, and leave a comment. I love y'all. Peace.